AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome into a Worship Wednesday, hour number two, the Odd Couple, Rob Parker, along with Ryan Hollins, the former NBAer, filling in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
We will, Bill, do it live, and we are talking NBA. The playoffs are underway. You just heard Mr. Gascon with the Sixers behind in that game against Miami. And Ryan Hollins, we have a little breaking news to report, and we're going to let Rob G kind of get us in there. We talked about it a little bit, teased it about Ben Simmons, and I hope people learn from this, but Rob G, what you got?
That's right, Rob Parker. The Brooklyn Nets announced that Ben Simmons will undergo a microdiscectomy procedure on Thursday, which is tomorrow, to alleviate pain caused by a herniated disc in his back. He's expected to need 3 to 4 months to make a full recovery on the back surgery.
And Ryan, here we go. I said this when he, remember, he was reported that he was going to play in game three. The Nets were down 0-2. It was a big game, right? Was it? Yeah. He was going to play in game three, and he didn't play. And he said that he woke up and he didn't feel right in his back, and everybody attacked him. Shaq said it was a punk move. Even Reggie Miller, who was, is just mild-mannered for the most part, kind of attacked him in that the team needs you. You need to get out there. And Chris Broussard, who was critical of him as well. But I'm going to say this. The reason I didn't attack him, and I said it at the time, we could pull the tape up, Ryan, is you don't know whether someone's hurt or not. It's easy to just guess and say, oh, he don't want to play, hasn't played all year. This guy just want to collect money. He don't have any heart. The team needs him. But if you're hurt, you're hurt. And if I'm not a doctor, and those guys aren't doctors, and you can't guess when it comes to somebody's health, Ryan, you can't. You know this. Just because you might look like you're not hurt or you don't look in a situation doesn't mean you're not ailing. And I think people cross the line. I remember when the Bears quarterback, Rob G, Jay Cutler, Ryan, I don't know if you remember this story. He got hurt in a playoff game. And he's on the sidelines, and players, former players or current players, were tweeting and ripping him for not going back in the game because he was hurt. I think people cross the line when they play the role of doctor. You're not a doctor. You've not examined him. You don't know. I get it. Ben Simmons can give you all kinds of reasons why you might not like him, why you think you'd rather not have him on your team. But let this be a lesson to people. You cannot N-O-T medically evaluate anybody from your damn couch. You can't do it. I would call that malpractice, Ryan Hollins. And you know what I'm talking about. Everybody shredded that guy, and now he's having surgery.
Now, you're right about that. And I think that the frustrations come from the way that, you know, things were handled in Philadelphia, that Ben, you know, didn't want to come to training camp and miss a lot of time, and he does end up being hurt. So I think there's other strikes against Ben Simmons, and now the public opinion is not with him. And then we had the expectation that, and keep in mind, Ben Simmons, he's a star in the league. You know, he's an all-star. He may not be a superstar, but he's a star in the league. He's got a name. People want to see him play basketball. And the disappointment comes that he's not playing. And I think what's frustrating is Ben has the tag of, you know, not caring, you know, kind of being selfish, being about himself. And you're right. This is why you don't scrutinize guys, because he's got to get surgery. And I'm pretty sure he didn't say, yeah, man, I'd like to miss the whole season and end up having surgery. Now, the reasons that lead to this may come out, and we don't know if he wasn't doing his training right, you know, he got hurt working out, whatever it was, if he was out of shape and something lingered, whatever it is, you know, if he was not taking care of his body and this is a result of this, I'm sure that'll come out. But you're absolutely right, Rob. I'm going to agree with you. When a guy's hurt, you can't say who's hurt and who's not hurt. And it's just, unfortunately, as athletes, even when you miss time, that notion is somehow going to go against you. People think you're just Iron Man.
And here it is. Reggie Miller said Simmons has, quote, zero competitive fire. That was his quote. Stephen A. Smith called him pathetic. Quote. Kendrick Perkins said Simmons completed, quote, the biggest heist in NBA history. Close quote. Shaq called it a punk move. Ryan, this is over the top. A guy's injured.
Yeah, you know, he is injured, and I think there's some apologies that are going to come. But there is a level where those words aren't from him necessarily having surgery. A lot of people didn't agree with the way that he handled the situation in Philadelphia.
I get that, but I'm saying this is my point. When he said he was going to come back and the story was out and he woke up and said he didn't feel right, we have to take him at his word. Who are we, Ryan Hollins? Who are we? Do you know what my body feels like? I don't know what your body feels like.
I mean, medically, I hope you guys understand.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
don't say that, Alex.
Thank you, Rob. Rob, let me throw this out to you. If you're the Nets, was that a smart trade? Because I'm sure
it had to have shown up
on the MRI to some degree. For those who don't know, when you get traded, you go and have a physical. And if you don't pass your physical, it can void the trade. Tyson Chandler had a deal a couple of years back where I think he got traded to Oklahoma City. And he didn't pass the physical and had to come right back and report. So do you think they saw that on the physical? Do you think if you're the Nets, they're looking like, hey, we'll need Ben for next year? Was it a smart move? Should they just kind of have stayed with James Harden?
Well, I mean, James, you don't want to stay with somebody who doesn't want to be there. You know that, Ryan. You're not going to get the best. And if James, look at how he's playing now. He wanted to go to Philadelphia. You think people in Philly are happy right now?
Well, they got something better than nothing. If it was Ben Simmons, they wouldn't have had anything at all, man.
No, but the only problem is, you know this, when somebody doesn't want to be somewhere, they're not going to give you their all. Under any circumstance.
Yeah, but is there a level where if you maintain their rights, they're not just going to just soft shoot through the playoffs? I mean, you imagine a guy, even if he doesn't want to be there, for his own pride, he's not going to show up in the playoffs?
Yes, I could believe that or not play to his potential. All I'm saying is I do believe that there maybe was something there or a little history. They thought he could work through it, and maybe it wasn't as bad. And it appeared like he was on track to play. And then, between game three and when he was supposed to game two and three, when he woke up, he felt like he couldn't play. My only point is, if you want to rip him for the way he handled himself in Philadelphia, and he was a big baby for being mad that Doc Rivers said, I don't know. You ask him, could you win with Ben Simmons? And he said, I don't know, right? And Ben Simmons got his panties in a bunch and wasn't happy. I get that part.
See, now you're not being sympathetic. Like, what if Chris went and was like, I don't lie like Rob. I don't know how credible Rob is. I don't know if I believe in him as a partner. Can we take the odd couple to the next level? Chris would never do that to you. I would just do it to your face. I wouldn't do it behind your back, Rob. like you'd be upset.
No, I get that part, but I'm talking about you can't evaluate people. I think this is where we cross the line, and it sounds good, Ryan. It's a good soundbite. Rob G, can you take the mic?
What's up, Rob Parker?
Did I not refuse to say I don't know what his medical – what did I say on the show?
That's almost exactly verbatim what you said, and I remember because it was a big talking point with you and Chris Broussard, because Chris was leaning heavily into the Reggie Miller narrative.
Right.
He doesn't have his competitive fire. He's sitting out the whole season. Why are you working out if you're not going to play? He obviously has some kind of mental block, and that's what's causing this whole thing. And lo and behold, he actually got a pinched nerve in his back.
Right. And you shouldn't go out there, Ryan Hollins. He's 25 years old. He's got to be right. You could do real damage to yourself.
No. Listen, I'm not questioning that at all. I just think, when you want to judge an athlete and you have experience in the media, you do need to have a second thought. You're not just the average guy. You do have to have a second thought. And I think even to his mindset for wanting to leave, I don't think he maybe handled it perfectly. But how are you going to react when your running mate and your head coach kind of throw you under the bus? I don't know if I'd like that situation either if I were Ben Simmons. But as far as the injury, yes, I agree with you, Rob, but I mean, would you stick around with Chris if he was just bashing you like that? Come on, Rob, admit it, you'd be out of there.
But Doc Rivers was also very complimentary, even to the point where we thought, this is ridiculous. And then the one time he said anything sideways, it was the end of the world. Doc was bending over backwards and saying nice stuff about Ben often. So I thought, I didn't think it was the end of the world. He didn't say, no, there's no way I can win with
Rob,
him.
Rob, I would never
he
throw
said,
you
I didn't
under
know.
The bus. Rob, I would never, me and Chris would never throw you under the bus, dude. There's no excuse. And then the season's over. Like, that's the worst time to do it. It's the worst time to do it. And then credit Doc. I'm pretty sure Doc apologized. He came to the table. But I'm not going to challenge Ben because he was sour on that situation. And then in a place like Philadelphia, There's a lot going on, and I hope him a speedy recovery. Hey, Rob, is there any update on what that surgery is, or you know, how serious is it? Is it just something?
Well, they said it, recovery 3 to 4 months, so that's the off season.
Wow,
he should be ready for it, right? It's May now; he should be ready for the season in October.
And how about if there's a scenario, Rob? And I think I'm agreeing with you at this point, where he was trying to fight through the pinched nerve and trying to be healthy and trying to be, you know, try to make it into the lineup and probably knew he had it and just said, you know, I'm going to give my efforts to be available and just couldn't make it happen.
I'm always going to lean towards if somebody tells me they're hurt, I'm going to lean that way. I just can't. No matter what it looks like, what it feels like, I don't think it's right. For people, when somebody says they're hurt, Ryan, I don't know how you can justify or speak on their behalf on how they're feeling.
But you bash his behavior. You don't like the way he got out of Philly. You don't like that he didn't report.
But the behavior is fine. I'm just talking about how hurt somebody is. You don't know that.
No, but I'm asking you another question. You don't agree with his behavior.
No, yeah, I bashed him for that. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm just saying we can't do that. All right, we want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do guys like Reggie Miller, Shaquille O'Neal, old Ben Simmons, an apology for questioning the severity of his back injury? We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple. With Ryan Hollins in for Chris Broussard, Rob Parker here, you there on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, along with Ryan Hollins, the former NBA vet, filling in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. That's right, with over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. We're talking about Ben Simmons, who is going to have surgery on that back, a herniated disc for the Brooklyn Nets. A lot of people were ragging him. Shaq called it a punk move, and he had no competitive fire and pathetic and all the other things because he did not play, and he wound up not playing all year. But now we find out he really was hurt. And do people owe him an apology or not? And we've seen this before. I think it's bad for people to evaluate medically players just because they don't like them or people are doing what they don't want them to do, but you can't do it medically. I think that's the mistake. Yeah. Ryan, I know people want to jump in.
Yeah, no, you're right, Rob. We hear you, but let's go to Niles over in California. You're on the Odd Couple, man. What are you thinking as far as Ben Simmons is concerned?
Oh, man, you know, well, I think he's in for a long, long haul, man. Like, I had that same surgery in my L4, L5. I couldn't walk for a week, and then I'm still going through pain. It's been over a year and a half now.
But you know what? It's a serious injury, obviously, and you just talked about your own situation. That's why I think people need to be careful about diagnosing people.
Yeah, I mean, I went through every possible scenario you can go through to avoid going to surgery. It was like the last case scenario. And no one ever wants to go into the knife.
No doubt.
You got a big decision in front of them. I'll hang up and
listen. Oh, yeah, they're already. The surgery's tomorrow. So, Ryan, you know, the decision's been made. He's got to get it done.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
a young guy.
He's not faking. No. Trust me, you do not want to go under the knife.
No. You're not trying to get surgery to prove people wrong. Like,
nah, man.
Oh, yeah, cut me. Yeah, cut my back. Yeah, yeah, cut me.
Of all places, right? Let's go to Cecil over in Houston. H-Town. H-Town in the place, in the building. What's up, H-Town? Talk to me. What's up, Cecil? You on the Odd Couple.
Well, when you're a professional athlete, period, if you had a competitive fire, you want to play. I mean, I was never a professional athlete, but during my days, we, you know, took the shots. We popped the pills. We did whatever we had to do in order to get on the field, in order to play, because you wanted to play. Ben Simmons started the season saying he had mental fatigue. You know, I'm going to say what my mother said about mental fatigue. Whenever you got mental fatigue, that means you're mentally weak in the mind.
But what about the surgery? I get what your opinion of him might be, and that might be fair. What about the surgery? Is that you don't count that? That means nothing to you?
I'm not saying it means nothing, but what I'm basically saying is every professional athlete toward the end of the season, during the season, has something wrong.
They don't have back surgery. Stop. I'm not going to let – Ryan, will you please let them know people don't go under the knife for back surgery. Not at 25. You would never do it unless you need to alleviate pain.
Yeah, no, it is a major deal. It is a major deal. There may be questions, other questions about Ben, but you
yes.
can't. Trust me, the surgery's something. He's not doing that just to prove a point. Let's go over to Brian in Miami. Brian in Miami, what are you seeing here? You're on the Odd Couple.
Oh, my. Rob, I love you, but I definitely got to push back on you on this one. So my issue is, if you made this analogy a long time ago that to be convicted of like something serious like murder, they don't have to catch you killing somebody. They don't need any really concrete proof to be convicted of murder. If you have no credibility and if the glove fits, you could be convicted of murder in the court of law. It's kind of the same thing with Ben Simmons.
No, it's not. No, it's
yes,
not.
It is.
What? He's having surgery tomorrow. How is it? How?
Why is he having it now?
You can rip him for you can. What do you mean, why now? He just had a relapse. He was supposed to play game 3. He woke up and said he didn't feel right. That's why he didn't play.
He was supposed to play 2 weeks after he got drafted to the Nets, too, and that didn't happen.
But can you at least acknowledge that the guy's having surgery tomorrow and that it's the real deal? That has nothing to do with whether you think – you could say you don't think Ben Simmons – you could say he's soft. You could say I don't know if he really wants to play. But you can't say that he's faking an injury or that it's not real or the severity of it is weak. That's
Rob,
what you can't say if you're not a doctor.
Rob, you cannot – the question was if he deserves an apology. If you don't talk to the media, if you let other people tell your story for you and you have no credibility
like he said he was hurt. He said he was hurt. What does he need to tell you? Show you the x-rays?
Is that why he was hurt in the training when they took his paycheck and then he showed up to training camp for Philadelphia? Is it like that?
No, he has no credibility.
No.
That's different. You're not talking about – you're talking about surgery, and that's the validation is what I'm trying to get to, okay? You, Ryan, you could have issues with the way he's handled this whole situation. I've had issues. But I refuse to sit here or go on the radio and rip people about their medical well-being when I'm not a doctor and I haven't examined them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I hear what you're saying. It's a serious surgery. It's not, you know, like certain people will go... You know, Rob, the one you don't need, people go get like a cleanup. You know, they'll get a scope on the knee. It's like,
right.
You didn't necessarily need the scope, or you could have played through that. I know some guys can play through meniscus, some can't. Like, so there's a couple optional surgeries. Back surgery? That's not one you want to play around with.
No.
So I do agree, but there are some surgeries, Rob, that you can kind of fool around with. But as a former athlete, 10 years in the league, back surgery is nothing to play around with.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And now it's time for our guest, Eddie House, NBA champion and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Mr. Eddie House, what's up, buddy?
Yo, what's happening?
All right. Ryan Hollins filling in for Mr. Chris Broussard today. And we just got the news that, Eddie, that Ben Simmons will have back surgery. And my only issue, and people could criticize him all they want about how he handled Philadelphia and everything, but, Eddie, I did push back, even on Chris when he was on the show, that unless we're doctors or examine him, we don't know what the severity of injuries could be to a person. And now he's having back surgery. I don't think anybody 25 is trying to get under the knife and have their back cut on unless they have a real issue.
I agree with you. I thought it was all gas. I thought he was running away from the opportunity, right, and giving himself excuses. But again, you know, I gotta take a step back and say apologies to the brother. If you know, he's gonna have back surgery, he's gonna have to get healthy. So you know, what I can say is this: a speedy recovery. I wish him well, and you know, that everything is successful, the surgery is successful, and he could get back on the court. You know what I mean? Because really, that's where he belongs. That's where all the talk stemmed from. Anyway, was everybody trying to see him get back on the basketball court? So. That's the main thing. The main thing. Get this guy back on the court. Get him back healthy, and you know, let's see what goes from there.
Eddie, what's up, dog? I'm still having PTSD. You running off screens and lighting us up, man. I'm still having flashbacks, man.
That's funny, man. Yeah. Hey, I got to keep you in rotation.
hey, who are you more concerned about injury wise? The Suns with Devin Booker kind of with limited minutes, or Chris Middleton out for Milwaukee? Who concerns you more as far as getting back to the finals?
Well, I would think you would have to say Chris Middleton. Devin Booker has been out there playing, and, you know, he hasn't been particularly his self as far as, like, you know, being as explosive as he has been or getting as many minutes as he normally does and scoring the way he can score. But Middleton not being on the court, that's what you got to be most concerned about. Dev's on the court, Book's on the court, and he has the opportunity to give them something. He's still a threat. You got to account for him, even though he might not be 100% or whatever, but he's still a threat out there. Where Middleton is not out there, you got other guys getting more minutes, extended minutes, like Grayson Allen, and we've seen what Jaylen Brown did to him in the first half, you know, was cooking him. So I would say Chris Middleton.
Our guest is Eddie House, of course, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst and NBA champ. Let's talk about the Dylan Brooks case. Steve Kerr said he broke a code with the flagrant 2 foul on Gary Payton II. What did you make of that? And is there a code, Eddie, after you leave your feet or you're in the air, you don't wind up, you don't take a swing at a guy like that? What did you make of that play?
It's a dangerous play, and number one, we all know this, and Ryan could attest to this. You get a guy in a defenseless, manner. Your focus is not to, you don't want to wind up and hit him and to where he doesn't have anywhere where he's landing. You want guys to land on their feet. It's hard fouls you can take within the game. That's a hard foul that sends a message, but it's not a dangerous foul as far as, like, you know, could hurt somebody particularly. You know, you go upside somebody's head, you could go up their shoulders and stuff like that. But winding up, taking a guy out of the air as you're running full speed and he's going up, that's a dangerous play. You know, the code is the code, but there is no code when you're trying to win, and there is no code when, you know, you're competing. All that gets thrown out the window. But there is there. Let me put it like this: there's an unwritten rule that you shouldn't do it, but trust me, when the chips are on the line, you know, people do whatever they do to try to win. They do all kind of stuff. I've heard people slide their foot up under somebody when they're shooting a jumper so they could land on it and turn their ankle. I mean, guys have openly said that they do that. So when it's winning time and it comes down to it, yeah, it was out of pocket, it was out of bounds, it's not cool, but, you know, that's part of the game, man, actually.
If you are Steve Kerr and the Warriors – and that young boy just dropped a 47-piece on you. Come on, Eddie, a 47-piece, dog. How worried are you if you're the Warriors right now?
I'm not worried because it took 47 and a bogus foul at the end of the game on Draymond right there to give them to seal the deal, right? Steph and Clay, what did they end up going, 6 for 44 combined from the field? I don't think that's going to happen again.
Wait a minute. It was a big moment for Steph. Did he make the shot? Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go again. There you go again. But listen, I don't think that they'll play like that again. I don't think they'll shoot like that again. And even look at game one. It was one of those games where, you know, Draymond got kicked out the game, and it was just it just didn't seem right. There hasn't been a flow for the Warriors, but the Warriors have been right there to win every single game. Just imagine when they start getting their flow. So
Memphis should have won both games.
Yeah, they act. That's what I'm saying. You said Memphis should have won both games?
Yeah, Memphis could have won the first game too. They lost by
a point. And just like Golden State could have won that second game. I don't. If that call on Draymond doesn't happen, I think that Memphis ended up losing that game. Yeah, I mean that was a huge call on the offense, on the defensive glass that they called on Ja. Ja ended up going to the free throw line. So I'm looking at it like it could be 2-0 either way, right? But it's 1-1. Who's played out of their mind? I think Memphis has played. And look, Ja with 47 points. If you say that's not out of somebody's mind, that is out of his mind. And the Warriors haven't played a complete game yet. I would be more worried if I was Memphis than if I was Golden State.
Now, let me ask you about James Harden. And obviously there's no Embiid, but can he win a game by himself, you know, without Embiid? I mean And what's wrong with him? What am I missing? Is he just has time caught up with him? Is he still, you know, injured from a year ago in the playoffs and never fully recovered? What is it? He doesn't seem like the same player.
Well, he doesn't. He doesn't take the shots that he normally takes. I think you look at how his usage rate has been, how he's been used throughout these years, right? And he's heavy, heavy usage rate, heavy on the ball, everything going through him. It does come a time to where everybody's not Superman like LeBron James. Everybody's not superhuman, I should say, like LeBron James. You know, at 37, to still be able to play the way he does, you look at a guy like James Harden, the wear and tear. And also, we've heard about things, and I don't like to talk about nobody's perk, because some guys could go out all night kicking and still perform. You know, maybe a little bit of that is catching up, not coming into camp in shape and using camp to get in shape. I think that's part of it as well. You know, the injuries. You get injured because you come into camp out of shape, and then now you got something that's nagging, and at the wrong time, you start feeling it again, you know, and maybe he doesn't want to speak on it. I don't know exactly what's going on with James. I just know that he's not the same player that he was 2 years ago. And what's contributing to that, you know, is unknown. He would have to come out and speak on it, but we clearly see he's not that guy. And it's different. They're not calling those fouls that he used to get.
Yep.
You know, when he'd go to the free throw line 15, 16 times a game, he's not getting those calls. So that's another thing, you know, where he's not at the line. He's not shooting volume shots like he used to. He's having a problem getting around his defender. So now his game is totally different from how he has been playing. So you see him struggling right now. But with that being said, they still were kind of in the game there for a little bit until Miami took over. He's going to have to step up and play better, and that's been his Achilles heel in the playoffs. He hasn't played particularly well in the playoffs when the lights are the brightest.
Ryan, you got one more?
Yeah. Eddie, I got to ask you this, man. Is this a golden opportunity for Giannis Antetokounmpo in the playoffs right now, that silver lining with Middleton out? Because
you ripped Giannis. You said he was no good.
You going to let me finish? I've been saying that. Listen, I didn't rip him.
He was no good.
No, I never said he was no good.
You said he was a $3 bill.
Hey, Eddie, I said, hey. I said Middleton has had big games, and he's been the closer in the fourth quarter. Giannis stepped up, got a chip. We're going to give his respect. Does he have a golden opportunity in your mind with Middleton out to show I'm that dude? And is that the last strike against him? Can he answer all the questions if he balls out and they get back to the finals?
I think he's still that dude, Ryan. I still think he's that dude. I don't think there's anybody better than him in the league right now for how he can dominate games. He not only got better in every aspect that somebody can get better in, he can hit mid-range now. He's serviceable from three. He's made his free throws, even though in game two he wasn't great from the free throw line. And trust me, I'm not mad that he wasn't great from the free throw line, being with the Celtics. I want to see the Celtics when I think the Celtics have a better team top to bottom with Middleton out of there. But for Giannis, I think he's already the best player. I think for him, what this would do would just attract more players to want to come play with him. Because Milwaukee's not a destination that everybody has at the top five of their list of where they want to go.
Or the bottom
five. Places they're free agent. He said, oh, bottom five.
Gosh.
but you know what I mean? Like, that's not a place that people are looking to go. So if he's able to do this, people are going to start wanting to align themselves with that, you know, thinking that, hey, we have a chance. As long as we got this guy, we have a chance. And that's usually how those teams get built like that is, somebody has to make it a destination. I don't think Chicago was a destination before Jordan came. Then everybody's like, oh, we need to try to get there. We need to try to make this happen. And, I mean, that's usually how it goes. So with that being said, like Cleveland's not a destination, but when you got that guy, and he's showing year after year that he could put his team right there, and all they need is a few more pieces, you start thinking that you that piece of the puzzle that can make it complete.
Hey, real quick, Eddie, did you have a team that you looked at and said I could be the piece of the puzzle, or someone lured you to a city you didn't want to go to?
No, because Boston, I wanted to go there, and in Miami, come on, man, why wouldn't I want to go back to Miami?
You just went to Boston for the clam chowder. That's the only reason you went.
Oh no, yep, the clam chowder, the chowder, and I wanted to park the car at Harvard Yard.
Park the car in Harvard Yard, no doubt. His name is Eddie House, NBA champ, Fox Sports Radio, NBA analyst. We appreciate you, my man. Thank you.
Good work, Eddie.
Yep,
no doubt.
Y'all take
All
care.
Right.
That'd be cool.
It's our most controversial segment of the week. That's right. Shop Talk is next. It's the Odd Couple. Ryan Hollins in for Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, and you right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless you're trashing Ben Simmons today.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Ryan Hollins in for Chris Broussard. And with prices soaring at the pump. Discover has all the cash back you need. That's right. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June and up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. That's right. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. All right. Now it's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we discuss something outside of the world of sports. And again, if you want to get your barbershop shout out, make sure you DM either myself or Rob Parker on Instagram or Twitter. So we can give you a shout out and get some nice odd couple posters to hang up in your barbershop. So, guys, this week's topic is a doozy. All right. Drake commented on Instagram post defending the actions of fathers like Ja Morant and LeVar Ball, taking some heat recently because they're, you know, very boisterous. They're very excited about their children. And some guy tried to troll Drake and said, "Your son probably plays with ghostwriters." Well, Drake wasn't going to take that lying down. He responded, "I just followed your girl because she probably miserable and needs some excitement in her life." And sure enough, he did. He DM'd that guy's wife, it looks like, and says, "I'm here for you, Ma," which made that woman's day. She shared on Instagram story. Ryan Hollins, foul or fair of Drake to DM the Instagram troll's wife after that little spat?
That is foul as it comes. Be mindful with that energy, and I'm going to leave it at that.
It's ridiculous, Rob G and
that
Ryan.
Is crazy.
It is. Like really? Like, to mess around with somebody's wife, even in a playing situation like that, that's foul. I'm sorry. I was married. I might not still be married, but I remember what it was like when I was married. And once you make that commitment to somebody, Ryan, right? Don't mess with my wife.
Yeah. That's why I said I'm gonna leave that at that. Just say
Rob G, you're married.
Out of pocket.
I am married, and actually, we have an update on this story.
Update on your marriage?
No, not on my marriage.
Stop it, Rob.
Okay, I'm just asking.
You're ridiculous, Rob Parker. The guy who that fan who was DMing or going back and forth with Drake put on his own Instagram story here in the last 5 minutes. "I'm here for you, Ma. T-shirt's coming soon. Drake diss song coming out later featuring my bro Black Cobain. And finally, him and his wife will be hosting Lush Thursdays. Pull up. Come check them out," because he's now known as the guy who Drake DM'd his wife. So that's the update to the story. I didn't have a problem with it. Let me just say, I've always said, if you're going to say something or do something to anybody, that's fine, but you better be able to deal with the consequences. Drake is not one of those guys, kind of like 50 Cent in this regard, where he's just not going to go back with you and tit for tat. He's always going to try to one-up you in one way or another. Might not always be a fight or anything like that, but if you think you're going to make a joke talking about his rapping skills or, you know, even involving his kid in that joke, don't be surprised if Drake not only DMs your girl, if he actually hooks up with the girl in your marital bed. That's all I'm going to say. Drake might
do that.
He might.
Rob!
Ask Kanye.
Unbelievable.
Alex,
wow.
You're celibate.
Absolutely.
Your
yeah. So this is fun because we live in an era.
I didn't know you were celibate.
Yeah, it's been really? Like 5.5 years now, I'd say.
Is that right?
Yeah, man.
He's more straight with the Lord than Chris Broussard.
That's for sure, actually. I should be having my own worship Wednesday. I'll say this, though. You know what's funny is, like, in an age of social media presence and where everybody's trying to get some glorification or some likes and follows, I know there's so many people who troll people just to get recognized. So I know this guy, he is loving the fact that not only did Drake message him, but he actually messaged his lady. And look at now, they're selling T-shirts, they're going to host events, they're capitalizing. So for them, they love it. So for Drake, he was kind of just trying to have fun with it and be like, okay, you know, you're trying to talk bad about my life and my kids. Well, how about I slide on your wife? And he's like, go for it, dude. That helps me out grow.
But
so
that's just so lame.
No, I get what you're saying, Rob.
No,
but
I
in an
what
age of it's social media presence. So for them, it's like it's all fun, man. They don't care about it.
Man,
I'm not against it either. I think it's funny.
I just think that really that's where you want to go, Ryan. These are your people. You're that age. You're in the
it ain't my people.
Right? No.
I take the marriage arrangement extremely serious. That ain't my people. So as far as Drake, be mindful with that energy and that the thing about me when I see that. other people are going to think that's cool to do. And
that's what
I just leave it at that.
Did we just see what happened with Dave Chappelle on stage in Los Angeles?
Did you see what happened to the guy who went after Dave Chappelle? Because he got it a lot worse.
No, he got beat up.
His arm bent the other way.
It was bad.
But I'm saying is, like, people think because what they saw, right? Like, you could, like, that's what Ryan's saying, that if Drake did it, now other guys might think that it's cool and that's all right to do.
Well, that was happening before Drake, Rob, let me tell you.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. People already do that. I think Drake was just having fun, to be in all honesty. I don't think he would capitalize off of it. I think it was funny. And I think if the guy was smart, he would have sent him in, like, say, his ladies DMs. He would have sent him a picture of Will Smith. Like, you know, keep my wife's name out your mouth. That would have been perfect. Yeah. That would have been perfect.
Now, Ryan, your thoughts
on...
Your thoughts on the wife sharing the DM that she was proud of getting it. Ryan.
Ryan, listen, man,
to each his own. Listen, send that energy my way. You won't like that. I'm going to put it like that. We'll leave it at that.
All right, we got it, Ryan. We got Ryan ain't messing with it. Rob G, we got the wrong guy. He's just not having it.
Right.
All right, it's all good. The final hour of The Odd Couple is coming up, and America loves football, but not all football. When can we stop believing that no matter what people throw at football, and people love it? It is The Odd Couple. Stick and stay.
Unless you slide into Ryan's wife's DMs.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health-Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.